Welcome to Kevin's English Room Podcast.
Hello.
This program is brought to you by 君の声を届けよう Anchor.
Anchor. Anchor.
Anchor. Anchor. We are using an app called Anchor to create and distribute this podcast. Mm-hmm. It's got all the features you need when you're starting out your very own podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's free. You can download it off of Google Play or the App Store.
Yep.
Check that out if you're interested.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got a message, a voice message today.
Yay! Another voice message.
Yeah.
We love voice messages.
This is from Manami-san today.
All right, Manami-san.
You ready?
Let's do this.
Hello, Kevin and Yama-chan.
Oh.
How are you?
Hi.
Do you remember me? Mm-hmm. How have you been?
Good.
I'm Manami.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we went on a date in the delusion.
The what?
By the way, today I have some questions about names like Weevin. I'm Manami. Yes, we went on a date in the delusion. By the way, today I have some questions about nicknames like Babe, Baby, Dear, Dearest, My Love, Darling, One and Only. Do you have any image of these words? And how different between them? For example, it's like love, deep love, and popular in young generation or old generation, and so on. Also, do you have favorite nickname? If you talk about this topic, I'll be happy. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
First of all, I need to figure out what she said.
I guess ideal.
What's that?
Like, date. Ideal date.
Is that Japanese? Is that English?
I don't know.
Ideal?
Yeah, like idea, like, you know, the most likable.
Oh, ideal?
Ideal, yeah.
Oh, I-D-E-A-L.
Yes,
oh,
ideal.
Oh, okay,
so
okay, got
ideal.
It. Ah, got it.
I guess so. You know, we've got a message like, Nisono Deito.
So shit, now, okay, got it.
I guess so.
All right, I get it now.
So this is Manami-san
from
Ideal.
Ideal date.
Date.
Got it.
Yeah.
And she's asking about like my honey, baby, my only one, the one and only, and things like that.
Yeah. 今回は恋人同士の、she also sends them some messages.
Oh, that's sweet. That's helpful.
Yeah. ケビンさん、山ちゃんさん、お久しぶりです。こんにちは。お元気ですか？まなみです。以前、理想のデートのトピックで取り上げてもらいました。また投稿させてもらいたいと思いつつタイミングがなくずっとうずうずしていました。先日の配信で二人がボイスメッセージが来ないと嘆いていた時にはもう胸が痛くて。さて、今回は恋人同士の呼び方について聞かせてください。英語圏では様々な呼び方がありますが、親密さによる違いや世代によって流行りなどあるのでしょうか？そしてお二人の理想の呼び方と呼ばれ方も聞いてみたいです。これからも配信を楽しみにしています。だんだんと寒さが増してきましたが、お体に気をつけてお過ごしください。
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
I think, the popular options are, baby.
Baby.
Babe.
Babe.
Sweetie. Babe, sweetie, what do I hear? Yeah, those three.
Most popular.
Yeah.
Names.
Most common ones.
Common.
You don't really say the one and only, like, during casual conversations. you wouldn't say that. You know how in Japan you say, like, mama, papa, and everything? We don't have that.
Okay.
Even with kids. You know how in Japan when you have kids, mm-hmm. you call your husband papa.
Ah, okay.
Or you call your wife mama.
Yeah.
From the perspective because of the kids, right?
True, true.
We don't have that. Uh-huh. We don't call
your... So you don't call...
Mom.
Yeah.
Dad. No, you say that to your actual mom and dad.
Yeah. Yeah, because in Japan we say okasan to your wife.
Right, yeah. Right. Even when your kids aren't involved in the conversation, right?
Yeah.
Right, so in the US, honey, baby, sweetie, mm-hmm. sweetheart.
Sweetheart.
Sweetheart, yeah. Yep, mm-hmm. Fourth one. Sweetheart's popular too. Yeah.
Mm. What about like darling?
Yeah.
You don't say
darling,
that?
Darling, yes, darling's a thing. Darling's also, you say that too.
Okay.
Right, so we got a fifth one.
Mm.
Sometimes, I guess, my love, it's my not love. Casual, but uh-huh. like you just, come here, my love.
Okay.
You know, more of a like a sexy mood.
Okay, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Somewhere along those kind of lines. Yeah.
Do you have any favorite?
My favorite?
Yeah.
I would love to be called my sweet pepperoni pizza. Or something like my sweet my nachos.
Yeah. Is that possible?
My sweet cinnamon roll.
Oh, whatever.
That's cute.
I mean, so there's just another option that you call like my sweet chocolate or, you know,
yes.
those way.
That's an option too.
Okay.
You can create your own customized a way of calling the other person.
Okay.
It just has to be something lovable.
Okay. You know?
Just like the love, just like how you love the other, your significant one, right?
Okay.
How you love your partner.
Okay.
You love that cinnamon roll or pizza too, right? You just, it's the same, like you, it's lovable, right? You just have to, it just has to be lovable as well, right?
As well. Okay. So, okay. So, there's an, you know, a room for argument.
All right. Okay. Okay. Give it a shot.
Because, of course, I like pizza.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for me, like, it's in different level. Like,
okay.
When you love somebody and love pizza, it's completely, like,
okay.
In different level.
Yeah.
To me.
Uh-huh.
So, like, but for you and for most of people in the United States, that's the same thing. Like when you are called like, oh, my sweet pepperoni pizza, that means you are loved.
Okay, for real?
Okay.
I was kind of just joking.
Yeah,
but for real, you only say that when you're like in a fun mood.
Okay.
When you're joking around.
But you can say that.
You can say that though.
Okay.
But you have like this joking around vibe.
Okay.
Right.
My sweet cinnamon roll.
Yeah, it's a joke. It's yeah, cool. It's funny.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
But I guess most I would in common out of like the common used ones. Uh-huh. Baby feels natural.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have a question about those my sweet pepperoni or my sweet
sure.
hot dogs things.
Yeah.
Literally, I can say anything.
Yeah. Yeah, literally anything you love.
Like my sweet, like if I love plants.
Uh huh.
My sweet sansevieria.
Sure.
Is that possible?
Yeah.
Like if I love.
Well. I guess it's more common to say something that's like sweet.
Like tasty sweet.
Yeah, tastes. But you can, you know, it's customizable.
Pepperoni pizza is not sweet.
Absolutely. So it's customizable.
Okay.
It's something that you really love.
Oh, my sweet Pizza toast?
Sure. Sure.
My sweet nachos?
Sure. But, you know, if it's more natural if, you know, loving nachos is a thing for you too. For both of you.
Okay.
It would make more sense, you know. It would be awkward to say that out of nowhere, right?
Of course.
If your partner doesn't know that you love nachos or whatever you're going to say.
if we both love Doraemon, mm-hmm. then you can say my sweet Doraemon.
Sure.
Really? My sweet Doraemon?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I'm your very own Doraemon baby. Like that.
Like, if we both love a movie called Terminator. Oh, my sweet Terminator.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's...
Is that, can be possible?
See, it makes more sense if it's lovable, right? Terminator, well, if you really adore and love Terminator, yeah, sure, but, like, I don't... It's kind of hard to, you know...
Okay, so need to be cute.
Yeah, it would be more natural, I guess, you know?
Yes. I understand that.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It's fun. Yeah. It's fun.
Okay.
It's cute. But
it's fun. Only for, like, lovers.
Yeah.
Not...
I guess you can do it to your child, too.
Oh, your child.
Right, too. If you really love your child.
Oh, my sweet Doraemon.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, but not to your friend, your friends.
No.
Okay.
You wouldn't say that.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any differences, like, between, like, those baby and honey and those?
Okay, so this is just my image of mm-hmm. those words. But honey is, I feel like you would say it to people who, your wife, if you're only married, not girlfriends.
Okay.
Babe and baby. Mm-hmm. I feel like babe is more, a little bit more sexier.
Oh, really?
Baby's more cuter and casual.
Okay.
What else do we have? Sweetheart?
Sweetheart, darling?
Sweetheart, I feel like... sweetheart. A little bit older. Sweetie?
Sweetie.
A little bit older.
Okay.
But not as old as sweetheart.
Okay.
But not, it doesn't feel young. But that's just my image, though.
Okay.
Right? So, and I feel like other people have other image towards it. So, I have to say that this is only my image.
Okay.
I don't think it's like a common knowledge.
Okay. Everybody has different view images.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So, I can't speak for all of the, the users of those words, but yeah, that's my personal image of it.
Sure.
Yeah. 6 minutes.
Okay.
All right.
That was fun.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, guys. My sweet podcast listeners.
Wait, that's too direct. No?
Okay, let's do. Let me do it better.
Okay.
Thanks for listening, my sweet pepperoni eaters out there. I know all of you guys love pepperoni. Thanks for listening, guys.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.